energy efficiency.
More than just getting you to change a light bulb.
Climate change.
Renewable energy.
This is what the U.S. has committed. This is what the EU has committed for 2020.
What can I do about it?
So the Copenhagen Climate Summit continues on its second day, and with all the high-minded talk among world leaders, what's it going to take? What's it going to take to really have an impact on the environment? The leaders can talk till they're blue in the face, but until people make decisions on the ground, things really aren't going to change. We got a hint of that yesterday as the Environmental Protection Agency said enough scientific evidence exists to classify greenhouse gases as harmful to humans, paving the way towards possible imposition of emissions limits from the EPA on cars, power plants, and factories. Again, concrete steps that could change the amount of carbon that goes into the atmosphere. But we're going to look at another piece of changing the environment, green buildings. The buildings that we make in our cities and places where we work and live has an enormous impact on what goes into the atmosphere and the amount of carbon that exists. We've joined to the program two people who can talk about a particular building and the particular decisions that go into making a building green. Kurt Ellis is one of the filmmakers behind The Greening of Southie, a profile of a green building in Boston. Kurt, good morning.
Good morning.
He's also the director of King Korn, which was an interesting environmental movie about the food chain that humans live in, right?
Well, it's all about fundamentals. You know, food and clothing and shelter are still the most important thing.
Sticking to the fundamentals. You know, it's a good filmmaker. You know, stick to find something that works and stick with it. Ivan LaCroix also joins us. He's a foreman on the McAllen Building, which is the subject of Kurt Ellis's Greening of Southie profile. And it's Boston's first residential green building. Ivan, good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, do you do a lot of kumbayas there on the work site as you build a green building there in Boston?
No, it's really like building any other building. You're just using a better product.
And, you know, people associate green with Fenway Park. I mean, in your particular case, it's the building materials, the actual architecture. What kinds of things have changed in the building of this particular McAllen building?
First of all, the insulation that was used inside all the walls was a cotton-based insulation, which is a lot better for everybody. It's easy, renewable. All the glues for the bamboo flooring were all like a water-based glue. The wood was all, I don't know how to put that, but they were all like track. They all come from replanted forests and stuff like that.
Right. There's no first growth timber in the building. Kurt Ellis, when people say a building is green, what does it actually mean in terms of the environment, and how do you know that certain things actually don't produce more environmental problems than they allegedly solve?
In the last 10 years, there's been a dramatic expansion of green buildings across the country, largely thanks to the rise of one rating system, the LEED system,
right,
put out by the U.S. Green Building Council, which tries to rate the various green aspects of a building. Part of it is energy
use. LEED Platinum, LEED Gold, LEED, you know.
Right. There are
tin.
All these tiers of achievement. Right. But the basic goal is to categorize all the different ways a building can be green. By using local materials, for instance, that means a building is expending less energy shipping products
actually
from
making
across
the
country,
itself.
Across
exactly.
The world. But then by using recycled materials, you're reducing your use of virgin products. By using rapidly renewable resources like bamboo, you're using woods that grow back very quickly. And even by where you locate the building, if you put it near a mass transit hub and do urban infill rather than putting a building out in the suburbs or in farmland, all those things kind of get pooled into this rating system, and you count up your points. And incredibly, this one rating system can apply both to a building in the middle of the desert in Arizona and to a condominium complex in freezing cold Boston.
Well, Kurt Ellis, you chose to focus on the McAllen Building in your movie The Greening of Southie, which is a profile of how a building that is green, LEED approved, gets built. Ivan LaCroix, who we were just talking to there, is foreman on the McAllen Building, has a great accent. Is he a star of your movie?
He is one of the stars. Really, in telling our story, we quickly found that the most interesting people on the project were the men and women who were actually building this building. So many green building stories are told about famous architects and
right.
Fancy spaces, and we really wanted to spend our time with the men and women who have these, don these green collars for the first time, essentially.
Ivan LaCroix, how much is the community involved in what you're building, either in terms of asking what's going on or feeling as though this is a part of the upgrade of the whole Southie neighborhood?
Everybody around wanted to know why it was green and what made it green. And if you've seen the building, a picture of the building or anything like that, you notice it's a beautiful building out in the middle where there was nothing, and it really brought up the value of the neighborhood and the area that was there. And the people were really interested in this place. And the people that moved in, I've talked to some of the people that were in there after they moved in, and they absolutely love the building.
And, you know, here you're building a building in the middle of a terrible property decline in value. Did green help to buffer the sort of the ebbs and flows of this property market?
It actually, it helps the market because you have a building that people know is not hurting the environment, and all the, you know, the way you put it together and everything is all, you know, it's better for the people that are actually putting it together. It's better for the people that actually live there.
All right. His day job is foreman on the McAllen Building, Boston's first residential green building, but he's also a star of the movie The Greening of Southie. Ivan LaCroix, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Kurt Ellis, you directed The Greening of Southie. Does it have a happy ending?
It does, yeah. People move in and live happily ever after, and we got a whole bunch of new environmentalists on the job in Boston.
And the question, is it replicatable, which is really the subject of the Copenhagen talks. Can you make these buildings all across the world? Kurt Ellis, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Coming up, the star of the new film, The Princess and the Frog, joins us. What's it like to be Disney's first African-American princess?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.